In the words of my good friend Rick Merritt, good luck, because I am all on San Diego State. I like the Aztecs to get it done.
Why? Why?
I just think that Syracuse has, even though they got hot towards the end, the way they lost the ACC in the ACC tournament, I just don't feel like they're the same Syracuse, and I don't like how they're playing. It's not so much about San Diego State. It's more about Syracuse. I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. So Morehead State, 13-point dogs against West Virginia. Now, on the morning show, Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad both picked Morehead State, the really? Champions of the OVC tournament, to upset the 3-seed West Virginia. I don't see it. West Virginia is pretty darn good. Morehead State got hot late in the season, but – I mean, look, if they're picking them picking Morehead State to win outright, those two are certainly on Morehead State plus the 13. Where are you leaning on that spread tonight?
I'm West Virginia. I'm laying the 13 there. I'm West Virginia. It's a big number. It's a big number, but give me the Mountaineers.
All right. And then everybody's upset special. I don't think Winthrop can be underrated anymore because everybody's talking about Winthrop upsetting Villanova. The line opened, believe, at 7.5 when the bracket first came out. Winthrop is now a 6.5-point dog against 5-seed Villanova. Villanova banged up. They did not finish the season on a high note. Are you riding with everybody else that Winthrop is going to pull the upset tonight?
So I like the under in that game. That's my bet. I do like Winthrop to cover. I think Villanova holds on though. So if you're gonna go either side, take the points, take Winthrop, but I think Villanova ultimately wins out. But I like the under.
You like the under. The over under in Twin Spires is 144.
144. Okay.
You like the under there?
I like the under.
All right. Well, I might have to go with you on that. So that's a look at tonight's nightcap of the NCAA tournament. What is your lock of tonight's nightcap? It could be the spread. It could be the money line. It could be the over-under. It could be something else. It could be a parlay of a couple of different spreads or money lines. Text us, 615-737-1025, at our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And when we come back, cash or trash? This is going to be one of our favorite segments of the money line where I will throw 5 bets at Chase, 5 bets that I'm taking, and he will tell me whether that bet is cash or trash. That's coming up next. He's Chase McCabe. I'm Ryan Porth. This is the debut edition of the money line powered by Twin Spires Sportsbook right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game National app. Welcome back into the Money Line, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game National app. You can watch us on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook Live. Ryan Porth and Chase McCabe talking all things sports betting. It is the debut edition of the show, and what better night to get it underway than day one of the NCAA tournament. Already a lot of action today. Tennessee goes down. Ohio State goes down. Two big upsets earlier. One could be brewing as Liberty still leading Oklahoma State. Liberty, the 13 seed, leading Oklahoma State 30-27 with 32 seconds left in the first half. So we will keep you updated throughout the rest of the hour on Liberty and their pursuit of pulling the upset on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Now, this is going to be a staple of every show of the money line, a segment called Cash or Trash.
Yes, sir.
And the principle of this segment is that I will set up 5 bets that I'm on, and I will ask Chase McCabe, our resident sports betting expert at 102.5 The Game, whether that bet is cash or trash. And right now, we are going to look at 5 different games for day 2 of the tournament. Last segment, we went through the rest of the nightcap of day 1 of the tournament. So, without further ado, here is the first game on the docket for cash or trash for day 2 of the tournament.
Number 1.
All right. LSU had a great showing in the SEC tournament. They are 1.5 point favorites as the 8 seed against 9 seed St. Bonaventure. I know St. Bonaventure is a really good team. These are two opposite clubs. I mean, LSU wants to score at will. St. Bonaventure wants to slow it down. If it's a high scoring game, you probably favor LSU. If it's a lower scoring game and it's more ugly, St. Bonaventure mucks it up, you probably go with the Bonnies at that point in this game. I really liked what I saw out of LSU in the SEC tournament. And when you look at Trendon Watford and Cameron Thomas and Javonte Smart, that team is loaded offensively, something that I don't think St. Bonaventure has seen all season long. So the first bet of day two that I am on, Chase, is LSU, and I'm laying the 1.5. For you, is that cash or trash?
You are laying the 1.5. Sir, I'm going to say that is trash. I like the Bonnies in this one. St. Bonaventure, and shout out to Jerry Helper of the Nashville Predators. I know he is listening, but I hear everything you're saying about LSU, and I don't necessarily disagree, because the way that they played through the tournament and really that was a fun championship game that they had with Alabama. But when I look at St. Bonaventure and going through the A-10 like they did, I mean, they had some signature wins over VCU, and I like VCU a lot in this tournament as being a potential upset special. 16-4 on the year to win their conference. I just think that the way they're going to match up against LSU gives them an edge. I think this is going to be a close game. Would you say that it's currently at? Because I've seen it.
1.5.
Yeah, I like St. Bonaventure, maybe at the buzzer, a close buzzer beater game, and the fact that they're going to have that 1.5 on their side, I like them. So I'm going to go trash, even though I think that's going to be a fun game.
All right, so I'm about to share a couple of stats that favor you going with the Bonnies, but I want to get your take on this as a seasoned gambler. Even before the November start date here in the state of Tennessee.
I can't confirm nor deny that.
As St. Bonaventure is a 1.5 point dog, at that point, someone is probably asking, what's the point in taking the spread? Why wouldn't I just go with the money line of St. Bonaventure, where you're going to get a better payout if you go with the Bonnies at +102 instead of the +1.5 spread, which if you put in $5, you're not going to get the $5 back, where if you take the money line, you will get a shade over $5 back. So for you, Chase, would you take the +1.5, or are you just going straight money line?
Well, I'm going straight money line. I mean, in my bracket, I have St. Bonaventure's winning, but this is for those of you, and this is what we're going to try and do on this show too, is educate, because I know there are a lot of you out there that you haven't been doing this very long. You started in November because it became legal in our state, and that's fantastic. So we're here to educate you. This is one of those things that it's so close, and you can go to different websites. Covers.com is what I use a lot to kind of do some research. But this is also where you got to go with your gut. If you feel really, really good about it, like we call it a top shelf on pick six and Darren Donick and Chase, if you feel really, really good about it, then go money line and just take it all the way, win outright. If you don't, if you think it's going to be close, that it could swing either way at the buzzer where LSU could potentially win it by 1 point, then take the 1.5 and have that as insurance, as a little extra cushion. You'll have to lay a little more money down, but that's okay too. It's all about feel. And as you get into this more and you learn trends and you do research, like my buddy Rick is one of the guys I lean on because he does the research. I mean, he is all in on the A-10 and different places like that. But it's really all about feel. So I feel really good about it. So therefore I'm taking the money line.
All right, let's move on to the next game for day two of the tournament.
Number two.
All right. The next cash or trash game for tomorrow is one of the first games on the docket for the entire day. It's actually the first game. Colorado is a 5.5 point favorite against Georgetown. Another one of the 5-12 It's a popular upset pick for Georgetown. A lot of brackets around the country have Georgetown moving on in this matchup against Colorado. I'm taking Colorado -5.5. Colorado's been pretty consistent all season long. Georgetown got hot in the Big East tournament. They blew out Creighton. I'm taking Colorado 5.5. I'm banking on a letdown from Georgetown after Patrick Ewing got his one shining moment at MSG. Is that bet cash or trash? One Chase McCabe.
Once again, Ryan, that is trash. I'm riding the Hoyas, baby. Georgetown, Patrick Ewing, security didn't know who he was. He was pissed off for greatness. He led his Hoyas through the tournament, through the Big East tournament, and they won it. And now they're going in the NCAA tournament with that momentum, baby. I love the Hoyas. And at the beginning of the week, I was kind of thinking like you, thinking, is the magic wearing off? Was this just a conference tournament thing? I don't think so. I think that it's a confidence build, and that's what they have on their side now going into this one. And honestly, a little bit of that, nothing left to lose. Let's go out and win it, baby. I like the Hoyas, so I'm calling trash. Eighth in the Big East, and they win the tournament, and now they're in the dance. How about that?
They're going to have a letdown. It's going to be letdown city tomorrow for the Hoyas. Colorado, give me the 5.5. All right, another 12-5 that has been a very popular upset pick is UC Santa Barbara going up against the Creighton Blue Jays. Creighton, the 5 seed, they are 7.5-point favorites against UCSB. The Gauchos, where are you going with that one? I'm going +7.5 with the Gauchos. Is that bet cash or trash?
You're taking the 7.5. That's what you cut out a little bit there. I think that's cash. I like that.
Straight cash, homie.
I like taking the points there. I told you about, you know, my 12-5 parlay that I got going on right now, but I especially like the cushion of taking those points if they don't win it outright. And that, another lesson for you. I mean, if it looks like a lot and feels like a lot, it's probably a lot. And I think in the NCAA tournament, it's so hard to really predict, especially in this one. So I like that. That's cash.
All right, let's go on to our next game. The number 4 cash or trash pick for tomorrow, Ohio. The Bobcats facing the Virginia Cavaliers. Ohio as the 13 seed is the 7-point underdog against Virginia. Give me Ohio. It is my home state, but that is not the reason why I'm taking the Bobcats. Ohio is a sneaky, sneaky good team. I think Virginia is a little overrated, even though they are the defending champs for the last 2 years, the longest running defending champs in NCAA basketball history. Ohio +7, is that cash or trash?
That is cash, all about yes. Bobcats there.
Yes.
They're not saying OH in Columbus. They're going to be saying it. Where's Ohio University? Where are they?
Athens, at? Ohio. Learn Ohio University.
I'll work on it. But that is cash for sure. Virginia, there's a lot of questions with them right now of just, you know, are they going to be on all 6 cylinders or 8 cylinders, whatever car you have, going into this game. I just don't know if they are. And so I like that program a lot, but I like getting 7 points more. So cash for Ohio.
All right. The last pick for day 2 of the tournament in cash or trash. UCLA storms back in the second half last night, much to your dismay, Chase McCabe. They are the 11 seed. They have played their way into the bracket. They are the 11 seed taking on the 6th seeded BYU Cougars. UCLA is 4-point dogs. I am all on the Bruins. The Fighting Mick Cronins going up against BYU. UCLA +4. Is that cash or trash?
So you and Darren McFarlane, you can hear this. Put your head right up to the radio. That is trash. Trash. Trash, I tell you. BYU. We talked about this today on Darren Donick and Chase, and Darren said BYU is overrated. They're going to get knocked out by UCLA. He, in that contest on pick 6, he said UCLA and he said top shelf. I said BYU top shelf. So a lot riding on this, but no, that is trash. Give me BYU, UCLA, Michigan State. They just peed down their leg. They gave it to them. So I think BYU handles them.
All right. Well, we will see how that goes tomorrow night. By the way, earlier in the segment, when we were talking about the LSU-St. Bonaventure game, I teased a stat and I never gave it. St. Bonaventure is 7-0 against the spread in their last seven games playing on a neutral floor. That's a pretty good stat leaning the way of the Bonnies. They are 4-0 in such games this season. And another stat to keep in mind when you are going to your favorite sports book, hopefully the TwinSpire sports book, is the over-under at 144.5. St. Bonaventure, the over for St. Bonaventure games, the over is 6-1 in those seven neutral site games. So
take the over.
Things to keep in mind for day two of the tournament tomorrow. A couple other things that, or excuse me, one bet that you really like is Abilene Christian. They are 8.5-point dogs against Texas. You're not a big fan of the Texas Longhorns, clearly. No. So you're going with Abilene Christian. I am laying the 14.5 for the Iowa Hawkeyes against Grand Canyon. Sorry, Bryce Drew. I don't believe in Grand Canyon. They have not seen anything like the Iowa offense. I think Iowa's just going to obliterate them.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Sorry, Bryce Drew. Not going to happen. Iowa.
Exactly. Well, we are already halfway through the money line here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Ryan Porth and Chase McCabe here with you on this Friday evening. And we have some parlays to get to. We have some futures to get to. A couple other staples on the money line are coming up next. Parlays of the week. And back to the future, plus an update on the NCAA tournament. We have more games in session. We'll get to all of those on the other side. He's Chase McCabe. I'm Ryan Porth. You're listening to The Moneyline, powered by TwinSpire Sportsbook on ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game National app. That's right. We are back here on the money line, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Ryan Porth, Chase McCabe here with you on this Friday evening. It is night one of the NCAA tournament. Tennessee goes down to Oregon State earlier today, 70-56. Ohio State falls to Oral Roberts in overtime, the biggest upset of the day, a huge bracket buster, a 15 seed, the first 15 seed win since MTSU took down Michigan State. How about that? So Oral Roberts beats Ohio State 75-72. In overtime. A quick update before we get to our parlays of the week. Liberty still beating Oklahoma State. They are at the half, 30-27 for Liberty. Oklahoma State, the live line, -3. I would absolutely look at that in case Cade Cunningham goes off in the second half.
I like that, actually.
So that is on the TwinSpire Sportsbook, which this show is powered by. Wisconsin, who I took the money line right before the show, 22-18 over North Carolina right now, midway through the first half. Houston, 14-8 over Cleveland State. We both like Houston to blow out Cleveland State in that game tonight. The spread, even on the live line, is still 20.5 for Houston. And then North Texas, an early leader over Purdue, 14-9.
Yeah, baby. Make that.
So 14-10 now for North Texas. So a lot of action going on night one of the NCAA tournament. This is really the second wave of games tonight. Then you have Rutgers, Clemson, Syracuse, San Diego State, Morehead State, West Virginia, and then Winthrop, Villanova. Winthrop, Villanova is basically like the NCAA tournament after dark. It's going to start at like 9 o'clock and it's everybody's upset pick. So I feel like everyone on Twitter is going to be watching that game. So that should be a lot of fun. All right. So this is the money line powered by TwinSpire Sportsbook. It is the debut edition of the money line. And we want to hear what your lock of the night is for tonight's nightcap. What is your lock? What bet are you riding? 615-737-1025. Interact on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jeffrey on the text line is going with LSU. He's riding with me the -1.5 against St. Bonaventure. That's for tomorrow, but that is his lock. I am also going with the LSU Tigers. That's a toss-up game, though. It's going to be a coin flip between LSU and the Bonnies. Should be a fun game early tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, I think you're going to see a lot of people going back and forth on that one and their bets with it. So good luck, man.
you're right in the bonnies. All right, so let's get to our parlays of the week. We only have time to get in one parlay each for the two of us. So, Chase, we'll start with you. What is your parlay of the week that you are riding with?
The Bonnies are a theme on this show because they are a part of this. I am taking the St. Bonaventure money line is one leg. Georgetown plus six is what I had it at earlier. So I'm taking Georgetown. And you have it, Twin Spires has it at what?
5.5.
5.5. Okay. I like my plus six. I got it at earlier. And then Alabama, Iona over 146.5.
Okay. Now Twin Spires has it at 147.5.
Okay.
Are you still going with the over there?
Still like it. Still like it. Okay. I think Ricky P, he's going to have Iona ready to go. They're going to put up some buckets, but Nate Oates in Alabama as well. So looking for a high-scoring affair there.
All right. So that's your
to win, 20 to win 142.
Is what all right. So that is your parlay of the week. Now, I'm going to give you kind of what my strategy usually is on a Saturday or Sunday with hockey betting. So there are a lot of matinee games throughout the season for hockey on Saturdays and Sundays. The first half of the day, I like to see how I do, and then that dictates how much I do later that night. I typically don't like putting a money line parlay on a noon game with a 10 o'clock game, and then you're waiting all day to see if your parlay hits. I want to see if it hits early in the day and then see if I can parlay that parlay winning into even more at night. So there are four matinee games tomorrow in the NHL, and I'm going against the spread in all four. I am in the first game, Penguins-Devils. The Devils won the other night. Evgeny Malkin is out week to week. For the Penguins, the Devils usually play the Penguins tough. Give me the Devils plus 1.5. That is leg one. Leg two, give me the Panthers minus 1.5 against the Nashville Predators. Chris Drieger is going to be in net for the Florida Panthers. I'll have a trend for you in the next segment for that game for Preds-Panthers. Give me the Panthers minus 1.5. I think they bounced back from the Preds beating them last night. Give me the Minnesota Wild plus 1.5 on the road against the Colorado Avalanche.
Really?
Another matinee. The Avalanche smoked them last night. Minnesota's a good team. Colorado has been very shaky. You can't trust them right now. They're up and down. Give me Minnesota Wild plus 1.5. And then the Blackhawks at the Lightning. Give me the Tampa Bay Lightning minus the 1.5 in that game. Chicago has played them tough, but Chicago's also reeling a little bit, and I feel like Tampa is going to cover that spread. So the parlay that I am laying tomorrow afternoon, matinee action, New Jersey plus 1.5, Florida minus 1.5, Minnesota plus 1.5, and Tampa Bay minus 1.5. You got that?
I got that. I was curious because I figured you would have Tampa and Chicago in there, and I was curious which direction you were going to go, because I was actually looking at that one earlier thinking that, okay, maybe Chicago tries to, you know, they got to hang on to that fourth spot with how they've played to, you know, start the season, and I thought maybe they would jump on them and maybe you'd have them, but you went against what I thought. So I like it. I don't hate it.
That is my parlay, and I was really just going off my gut right there with those games. And usually when I put together a spread parlay in the NHL with my gut, it's usually more successful than when I overthink it. So that is my parlay of the week. All right, real quick, before we have to move on to more NCAA tournament action and our locks of the week to close out the show, back to the future. A couple of future bets that we are both looking at. You don't just have to bet what's going on tonight or this weekend. You can look at bets in the future. So these are called future bets. Chase, what are one or two future bets that you're eyeing right now that that you're riding?
So as I thought about this, I said, all right, I got to go look at some NFL futures. And I want to go look at one particular team that was very active this week in free agency. And just for giggles, I'm going to give you this one. The Patriots are plus 3,000 to win the Super Bowl after all the moves that they made this week in free agency. I think for me, the only thing that I don't like is their quarterback. Now, you're looking at me funny, and for those of you watching us on the stream, you can see that. It's called gambling, man. You got to be able to put a little bit down on some of these long shots, and they're definitely a long shot, and I like a good long shot. So right now, today, maybe sprinkle a little bit on the Pats plus 3,000. Belichick is not going to be outdone by Tom Brady.
No, thank you.
You say no.
Any team with Cam Newton as their quarterback in 2021, you should not waste your money betting on them to win the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying. Any other futures that you have in mind? The Patriots are not going to win the Super Bowl. What are you talking about?
It's called gambling, Ryan.
All right. Do you have one more future?
I do. I actually have two, but I'll combine them together. You'll get a lot of NASCAR betting on Chasing Checkers, especially on Sunday Money, which is where I give you the odds for race weekend. But to win the championship, Chase Elliott is the favorite to repeat at plus 550. And I don't hate that to jump on that now, but it's very hard to repeat as the champion in the Cup Series, especially with the playoff format that they have. A guy I'm watching, young William Byron. He got a win earlier this year at Homestead for his second career win. That's Chase Elliott's teammate at Hendrick Motorsports, plus 1,400. I think you should probably look at that because I like what they're putting together so far. He's reunited with crew chief Randy Fugel, who was with him in the truck series, and they've already won a race together. Pay attention to that, plus 1,400. Again, I like a good long shot. So there you go.
All right. All right, so real quick, a couple futures that I'm riding. Arkansas, plus 600 to make the Final Four in Twin Spires right now. The two seed on their side of the bracket just got knocked off today. Arkansas looked pretty darn good for most of today's game, outside of a stretch in the first half where they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Arkansas looked pretty darn good, plus 600 to make the Final Four. If Baylor on the other side of the bracket gets upset, Arkansas is suddenly the highest seeded team left in that region, plus 600 Arkansas to make it to the Final Four. That is an interesting future to look at. And then we're not too far away from baseball, Chase.
No, we are.
And I was perusing the baseball futures earlier today. Give me Juan Soto of the Washington Nationals to lead the major leagues in home runs at plus 1,200. I think Juan Soto is in for a massive year for the Washington Nationals. Plus 1,200, I think that's a pretty good flyer for Mr. Soto.
I can't wait for baseball.
I know. That's going to get dangerous with
you're going to be good at that, though.
With I think that's going to be really on baseball. Tough. I already have some strategies in mind for betting on baseball. So we'll get to that in the coming weeks. But coming up next, we'll give you an update on the tournament games, what some live lines are on the Twin Spire Sportsbook. We'll give our lock of the week and also some trends for the Grizzlies and the Warriors. That's coming up next here on The Moneyline. Ryan Porth and Chase McCabe live on 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game National app. Welcome back into the Moneyline. Ryan Porth, Chase McCabe here with you. The Moneyline powered by Twin Spire Sportsbook here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Every Friday at 6 o'clock, The Moneyline. We'll be talking all things sports betting. Really quick, Liberty, Oklahoma State. Liberty led at the half 30-27. Oklahoma State has come out and looked pretty good to start the second half. They are leading 34-32. Now, last segment I told you that Oklahoma State on the live line was minus 3.5. They are now minus 7 on the live line on Twin Spire. So I hope If somebody was liking that bet when we were talking about it, I hope you got in on that action just a little bit ago. Wisconsin leading North Carolina 35-24. So I'm liking my pick of the money line for the Badgers right before tip-off here this evening. All right, Chase, let's get to our locks of the week. What is your lock? What bet are you living and dying off of here this week?
Go first.
You want me to go first?
No, I'm ready.
All right.
Or I will go ahead. So you're going to laugh at this.
Oh, boy.
I am going to the gridiron. I'm going to the FCS.
Oh, no.
Because they are playing, and I am staying in this state. The Mocs of Chattanooga at 2-1 on the year. They are on the road at Furman at 3-1 on the year. But the Mocs, 5.5, getting 5.5. Give me that 5.5. It is a lock. Book it. Chattanooga takes care of Furman and covers that 5.5.
My lock is not in the FCS. Let me just put it that way.
You're reacting the way that I thought you would.
My lock of the week, I'm going back to the ice. Tomorrow night, the Carolina Hurricanes got beat at home, which rarely happens. It happened last night against the Columbus Blue Jackets. I'm going with the Carolina Hurricanes, -1.5 against the Blue Jackets again. They're not going to get beat on back-to-back nights or back-to-back games at home against Columbus. They're 10-1-2 at home. Give me the Hurricanes -1.5, and I'm going to dabble on the correct final score as it being Carolina 5-2.
Okay. I like
that. So that is my lock of the week. And one trend that I do want to get to before we have to get out of here, Chase. Tonight, the Grizzlies and the Warriors tip-off is about to happen at the Grindhouse in Memphis. The Grizzlies are 6.5-point favorites against the Warriors. The Warriors, without Steph Curry, without Kelly Oubre, the Grizzlies are 6-2 in the last 8 games against the spread. They are +500 on the season against the spread. Give me the Grizzlies -6.5.
I took the Grizzlies to win and Ja Morant over 30 points tonight.
Ooh, we will see if that happens for the Grizzlies. All right, this show flew by. Thank you, everyone, for engaging and watching and listening. The debut edition of the Moneyline. Chase, we'll be back at it next Friday at 6 o'clock. And at that point, we'll be talking about the Sweet 16.
Yes, we will. And Chasing Checkers tomorrow at 9. We'll talk NASCAR and racing.
For sure. So for Chase McCabe, I'm Ryan Porth. Thank you for listening or watching the debut edition of the Moneyline powered by TwinSpire Sportsbook. Enjoy the tournament. Enjoy the sports weekend. And we will talk to you next Friday at 6 o'clock.